Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Really love talking to this guy. He has become a star in a very short time since joining ESPN, and I love his take on all things quarterback in the NFL.
I love stealing his stuff.
You steal his stuff?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, I watch his breakdowns, and then I use the rule. I credit, man, I saw Dan Orzlovsky do this great breakdown. And then I say, hey, some guy I know did this great breakdown. And then I just steal it. By Sunday when I'm on the broadcast, I just steal it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Works perfectly.
Well, Dan and I have that in common.
Yes. You're my intellectual property. Yeah. I signed a contract, so I can just take yours away.
You take my stuff right away.
Right.
But at least you go through the steps with Dan Orlovsky, who joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
What's going on, guys? Good morning to you.
It's great to be with you and your stuff. And we joke a little bit, but your stuff has been amazing. Your meteoric rise has been incredible to watch. Really proud of you. And let's just start off with the Denver Broncos because, you know, really respect your opinion. What did you see this year with Drew Locke? And where do you think kind of the ceiling for Drew Locke is as he progresses throughout his career?
Yeah, great to be with you guys. Drew was really impressive this year. I mean, because I think people need to understand how hard the transition is for any player from college to the pros. I mean, these kids go from basically August through their January bowl game, and then if they're going to be a relatively earlier draft pick, it is full speed, hit the ground running from January to draft time with prep and interviews and workouts and whatnot. Then the draft comes, and then you're with your team, and it is a marathon of an experience. And then all of a sudden you get thrust into playing when you didn't necessarily think you would. He dealt with injury, thrust into playing, and it's like, hey, man, go give us something. Give us some hope. And, you know, I thought that he did a really nice job of kind of showcasing, all right, just some talent, some understanding of what was going on with their offense, the confidence to throw the ball downfield, I don't like the word swagger, the moxie of playing that position and the belief in your own talent. And so I thought that was a really good, you know, 6-7 game stretch for Drew. What's his ceiling? You know, Mark, you know this. Like, I don't really touch ceiling and floor because the quarterback spot there, what they can become is so dependent on who is around them. But he's got some natural rare talent that you don't find the ability to coach in, and that's the arm and the arm angle and the velocity and the ball he can throw. So there's a lot to work with and to like with Drew Locke.
Dan Orlovsky joining us. This will be with Pat Shurmur, Dan, his sixth offensive coordinator, sixth system in 6 years going back to college. How much has that held him back, and how much will that hold him back at all moving forward?
Listen, it only holds you back if you allow it to. And that's the reality, is learning a bunch of different systems doesn't have to be a bad thing. You learn, okay, how do coaches think differently? How do defenses defend differently? What's the different ways of teaching? You know, coach, this was taught to me this way, and it just fit well. My brain saw it really good, and I was comfortable with it. Can we do it that way? And so now there's a challenge to it. There's a challenge to how coaches want you to run things and how you learn and what's the protection calls and the ability to take it from the room and, okay, now I know what you're talking about, and then take it to a board and then take it to a walkthrough and then a practice and then not think about it and just react to it in a game. That's the biggest challenge, is how quickly he could take it from a learning experience into a reactionary experience and then a mastering. And so there are challenges, but it doesn't have to hold them back if he uses it as a strength. So, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I actually thought Pat Shurmur did a nice job of play calling last year with the Giants. I had said this. Now, I don't think that he did a good job, you know, being a head coach and managing all those things that a head coach has to do. But play caller-wise, he did some nice creative stuff. He did. He was actually one of the coaches that I had in my notes going, is willing to do some stuff that we see at the college football level. And so I play calling wise, I actually was high on Pat Shurmur last year.
Let me ask you this. How much of a difference is it when you come from a system where, you know, they wanted to run what Kyle Shanahan runs in San Francisco, multiple backs, you know, the two back formations, the multiple tight ends, two tight ends, three tight ends, all the shifts, all the motions where, you know, they used more tight ends, more fullbacks, more shifts, more motions. Then all of a sudden you're saying, hey, from, we're going to implement another system where Pat Shurmur was in three wide 75% of the time and you don't have necessarily that personnel. I mean, how big of a challenge is that now for Pat Shurmur and for, you know, Drew Lock moving over into a new system with a different personnel grouping and kind of a different philosophy from that standpoint?
Yeah, that's a massive deal. I mean, you're not going to be under center nearly as much. The field is going to look different to you because when you play with a little bit more multiple tight end or using a fullback, defenses are limited in their creativity nowadays. They're just a reality because of the matchup. Now, when you play in more of a three wide receiver, 11 personnel set, that's when you see more creative defenses. That's when you see more defenses willing to bring pressures that they would not in a multiple tight end set or fullback set. And so that will be the challenge. Protections need to be much more greased and on top of things using three wide receivers. Now, that being said, you obviously have three more dynamic athletes on the field, three more pass catchers on the field. You'll be in shotgun more, which is what Drew was a lot in his college experience. So I would say his greatest challenge is, one, they won't be as play-action pass-heavy, so you're going to have to be better in your pre-snap read. Okay, what is the coverage? Is it one high or is it two high safeties? Is it man or is it zone? You're going to have to be better in that now than he was, because when you're in play-action, quarterbacks really don't need to know the coverage before the snap because it's going to change. And play actions are progression-based more often than not. So pre-snap, he'll have to be much better. And then, two, his understanding of protections and what his problems and answers are within those protections will have to take a massive step forward. That should be what the absolute focus is for him moving forward in this offseason.
One last one for you, Dan, as we let you go, and we really appreciate it. The free agent quarterback frenzy that's about to happen here, for me, and I don't know how many of these guys will actually be free, but we know Phillip Rivers is going to be on the market. Tom Brady potentially on the market. Drew Brees in New Orleans. I mean, which would be crazy to see these guys move on. But what do you make of this free agent market and kind of where Phillip Rivers is, where Tom Brady is, the prominent guys from the way they played last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's a sad state because this is the reality. I grew up watching these guys. I fell in love with the position watching these guys. And this day was going to come when Peyton left and P. Riv is now a free agent. He might be done. And obviously Brady and Breeze. I mean, these are the guys that I've loved for a long time. Now the NFL is super healthy at that position. Take Breeze out of the equation because Breeze is only going to play in New Orleans if he does play. We know that. Brady is super interesting. Brady, to me, is as important a free agent as the NFL has ever seen with Reggie Wright and Peyton Manning. I mean, that's that big of a deal. Do I think that Tom Brady can play good enough to win a Super Bowl right now? No doubt about it, absolutely. Phillip Rivers is certainly intriguing, but Brady's going to be the most interesting free agent that we've seen in the NFL with Peyton Manning and Reggie White. And so it's a sad state because we know the end is super near for that class, that 20-year, 25-year stretch of quarterback playing the NFL. We're super fortunate to see it. But if Brady goes to the right team, if Brady goes to the Chargers, if Brady goes to the Cowboys, you're looking at absolute bona fide Super Bowl contending teams.
All right, Dan, man, we really appreciate you. Thanks so much. And we look forward to watching you on ESPN, buddy.
All right, bud. Thanks, man.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.